Earth and Sky.
I'm Joel Block. Human potential unleashed rather than curbed might be the best way to reduce global warming. Here with more is Earth and Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Thanks, Joel. I spoke with the authors of the book called Breakthrough, From the Death of Environmentalism to the Politics of Possibility. They say that because fossil fuels dominate energy production worldwide, greenhouse gases can't be effectively reduced with just limits on emissions and taxes on energy. Here's co-author Ted Nordhaus on Breakthrough.
The breakthrough that we refer to in our book is really the need to dramatically improve the performance and drive down the cost of clean energy technologies so that they can effectively compete with dirty energy, polluting sources of energy like coal and oil.
The book's co-author Michael Schellenberger said it would take $200 billion spent on research and development over the next decade for solar to compete with gas and oil.
You know, we point out that that's probably the cheapest $200 billion we've ever spent. I mean, to really get free from coal and oil and to be moving towards a new economy in terms of the job creations, the profits, the national revenue, and the benefits in terms of national security for the United States and other countries.
Ted Nordhaus and Michael Schellenberger speaking with Jorge Salazar. Your thoughts on global warming? Tell us at our website. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.